Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Happy Friday, everybody. FM News Talk 97.1 DGS. We're about halfway sold out of the balcony at the Sheldon, which means we're 80% sold out, and that's like 720 seats. So I'm really excited, really happy, very impressed, somewhat surprised, because we will do another show at the Wildy. Just because I love that theater, and it's the east side, and it's underserved by us. We apologize. It's just true. That's like 330 seats, and so this is, you know, more than double that. So it's
that's great.
Very, very cool. But, you know, you say Sue Thomas and burlesque in the same sentence.
And everyone runs.
And just, you know,
to
people.
The box office.
In the other direction.
Those tickets are on Craigslist. Hello, George Mahey.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm great.
I love that when we were doing that weird ass Bible challenge where they had to find the scriptures in the Bible, you thought that they were just saying it out of memory.
I did. I thought they were saying, and then I had to look at, I thought I was on the wrong channel, but I knew I recognized the voices. I go, this is a really.
You thought you were having a heart attack.
And I was running late, and I said, I should just turn around because this day's too weird. It's gotten too weird.
I never had that thought.
Rachel, you were very convincing, by the way. I thought that was just.
Convincing that she was humble?
No,
he said convincing.
Yeah,
that is like the ultimate conundrum. Like, you're really cocky about your Bible knowledge.
Which she really is, too.
It's the one thing I'm good at. Let me have it.
Well, that was the funny thing. I still didn't know, and I walk in, and she's got this bound
Everyone's
Bible,
got a Bible
with her name on it. And yeah. I went, okay, it's
this
true.
Is serious. All right.
All I've got with my name on it's a bowling ball.
Good for you, Dave.
Thanks, Wig. We'll do some headlines first before we get to Mahey.
Sure. Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. The big headline at Schnucks today. Come see former U.S. women's soccer player Allie Wagner at Schnucks in DePere tomorrow from 1 to 2:30. For more info, check out the Schnucks Facebook page. Follow up on this unpaid school lunch debt story from earlier this week. They want to give the kids jelly sandwiches if they have outstanding debt. Chobani has announced that it has donated funds to cover the $77,000 in unpaid school lunch debt for the students in Warwick, Rhode Island, where this is all going down.
The yogurt thing?
Yes.
I'm going to go buy Chobani yogurt because God bless them.
That's really nice.
That, you know that story?
No, but why don't they give them Chobani yogurt instead of jelly sandwiches?
Good point. Yeah, the kids whose parents were falling behind on their lunch debt were given cold bologna sandwiches, which I don't mind giving a kid a cold bologna sandwich. It's fine. But it just singles them out and shames them. And I just thought that was dirty pool. Although Tony says his school does it, too. I think maybe Phoebe's school does it, too. It has hurt my heart. And so that's so great.
Just to kind of give a couple more details on the story. On Wednesday, officials said there are about 1,600 families with outstanding debts, putting them $77,000 in the red. One of the people at the school district said, the problem is all the people, even after receiving certified letters, have not contacted us and have not made any arrangements. It's like this doesn't exist. 72% of the students who owe the money are not part of the free or reduced lunch program.
There's the problem.
Yeah, it's the families that can pay for it.
Yep, that 72% of the people in debt can afford it.
That's what Tony
said
yesterday.
They're not on the free and reduced. Yeah. That's exactly why I said I don't like this, because
I'm fine shaming the parents. If you can find a way to shame the parents, do it.
But the school is in the red because they're giving away all these free lunches to parents that know that their kids are going to get lunch either way, so why pay for it?
Oh, that's awful.
Yeah, how do you shame them without...
I don't know. I don't have an answer.
Yeah. Uber went public today. It's valued at $82 billion. Wow. See how that
and
goes?
Has never made a profit.
No.
It's unbelievable.
Maybe they will now.
How much a share is it?
I have an update on that. They do have a plan to make a profit. They're going to sell their clients' information like Facebook.
Oh.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's unfortunate.
Which I guess, Wig, you're a Uber driver, and I'm just spitballing here, but they could say like, oh, Dave Glover likes to go to PTs. Yeah. We drop him off there all the time. Ooh. And then I start getting stuff on my phone about, ooh, you know.
They're going to sell driver's information or passengers?
I think passengers.
Passengers.
There's way more passengers.
Anything to worry about.
Sue, it looks
about.
Like shares are $45.
Interesting.
Yeah, Wig, did you go on strike yesterday when everybody else went on strike?
Yeah. Not just out of convenience to me, though.
That sounds about right.
It just worked out for me.
Yeah.
What
busy?
What information do they? What information? I've never gotten on Uber. What information do you provide Uber that would
Wiggins,
be?
What could they sell?
That would be.
Can
valuable?
You sign up with Facebook so then they would have all your Facebook info?
I have no idea. What could they get off of you
do
if
you
you're a driver?
No, if you're a passenger.
Or
so,
what do you got on Dave?
But
do you yeah. report where like? Does Uber know at where you drop everybody off at?
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure,
it
all goes
yeah.
through the app.
Yeah, so they're going to know. So they will know where people go,
they would
go,
know
I
where
guess.
You frequently go yeah. and where you frequently spend time, I guess, if you're using it enough because you'd
that's
be
sellable.
At,
they would
commodity.
Also know
I guess.
Where you live, right? What area you're in, where you usually travel, how often you go
you
to the
what?
Airport,
they
all
do,
of that stuff.
They do enter, and even I as a driver will enter my home address and my work address because you can quickly hit the yep. button and it'll and you can go there. So they would have all that in yeah. which is a little weird.
Georgie, what do you got?
Fifth commandment, Rachel. Thou shalt not steal. We're talking about thievery in restaurants.
Oh, good one.
Good
now,
seg.
This is this isn't employee thievery. I'm talking about customer thievery, which is far more fun. And, you know, people know that, you know, guys embezzle and you hear people stealing bottles of, you know, bartenders taking bottles of liquor. But what the customer takes is just shocking. And as a restaurant guy, and it's really a fun discussion when you meet any restaurant guy, start to asking what's the craziest thing that's ever been mm-hmm. stolen. And everybody's got a story that's crazier than the next guy.
So what are the most, so I'm guessing silverware.
Silverware, steak knives.
Yeah.
Most common thing is a steak knife. And I mean, I think if you're a university kid, that's kind of okay. Yeah. But once you get to right. be an adult, wouldn't you want, right. want to ditch the Ponderosa knife? You know, but the two most common things, salt and pepper shakers,
mm-hmm. oh, yeah.
which is obvious. The number two one's not obvious.
Cups.
Anybody? Nope. Toilet paper.
I was going to say that.
For heaven's
Man,
sake.
How cheap second, are you to go into a restaurant bathroom and take toilet paper?
Thank you.
And how do you get it out?
Yeah.
I mean, there's going to be
purse,
a
I big guess. Purse.
It's like you got a growth somewhere if you're trying to do that. But
it's cheaper to just go to the store. I don't understand.
I don't
yeah,
either.
You had to buy a meal to get your toilet yeah. paper.
And whatever. It's never the good stuff, people.
That's
yeah, no.
True.
Yeah. That's
awful
that's
stuff.
Finger yeah. right through that.
Those Moscow Mule cups.
Mm.
One guy said, we might as well just give them away because they so many go out the door.
Shiny copper.
Yeah. And the guy out at Sub-Zero, actually it's out at 1764, they have one that's, I think, 145 ounces.
Mm.
A giant. It's mm-hmm. like $100. And he said he hasn't lost one because they're too big to steal.
Yeah.
He said that's the way to go.
Makes sense.
So guys take, you know, plants that are too big for one person to take. You know, it's my favorite one, though, was when I was in Colombia, there were these little screens that you put in urinals.
Yeah.
Are you hip to
yeah,
these?
Sure.
Do you remember them?
Yeah.
In the old days, I know, Sue's just like disgusted. What a turn this has taken.
Male bathrooms.
They were called
all...
whizzers, and yep. they had little, like, a little spinning wheel, like a
little
propeller
games.
On them, and it was like a little Jeopardy game, and it kept guys from being errant with
I
their
see.
Screen.
I see.
And I thought this was a brilliant thing because it would keep the bathroom cleaner, and I couldn't keep them in stock.
Doesn't that
guys
were
steal everyone?
Doesn't that Sue and Rachel when you guys are thinking, why are men so simple? And then you hear that we're
That's
peeing
why.
Onto propellers just to keep us from peeing on each other.
Yeah. And then we
and then
we
someone's
steal
taking
them.
Home.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And
That's
then we steal it on top of your stick
worse
it in your pocket.
Is somebody put their hand in there to get it? To steal
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's gross.
No, but there's one thing that was even funnier. When Kroenke left town, do you remember this? Hot Shots did this. They had these things made with a visage of Stan Kroenke on the screen. And Hot Shots, and I thought, you know, that's brilliant. They should have sold those.
Yeah.
Don't steal it here. You can buy it for a buck.
And it doesn't have a stranger's urine on it.
Okay. So
bonus.
What do... Okay, we're talking about how stores are so much more... hesitant to nab someone for shoplifting. They don't want the trouble. Just take it. Is that the rule in restaurants too?
It didn't used to be, but it is now. I mean, in the old days, you would darn near confront them, but mm-hmm. you don't do that anymore. I mean, there's I know one guy that he was pointing to the woman. She had cream, creamers dripping mm-hmm. from her purse, mm-hmm. and he said, "Excuse me, ma'am," and she goes, "Nothing wrong here. I don't know what you're looking at."
I brought
at.
These from home.
There was one lady that was stealing. I think she stole about 4 champagne glasses. I knew they were gone. I knew yeah. they were in her purse.
Yeah.
And there was nothing I could do about it.
Wow. Really?
This is my favorite story though. This was in the days when there were payphones, and she was parked up against the payphone, and the purse was against the wall, and I feigned a trip and did a shoulder right into her purse. And she I'm pretty sure I broke every champagne glass in her purse.
How about this?
I like that.
Have a nice day.
That's right.
Several times I've been at a meal with Rachel, and she'll go like, "God, I love this plate. I love this creamer thing." If you're not a thief and you want that, what's the proper thing? Can you say like, "Look, how much?"
Sure. Everything's for sale.
Okay.
They'd much rather you do that than not. And there was a couple instances where we were talking about creamers, right? People take creamers, and this one guy noticed the creamer was gone, and he was mad. And he goes, but then he goes, "I really got mad when the votive holder with the little shade, they put that in, it was made of silver, and they
That's
put that.
Crazy.
Yeah. So what he did is he put miscellaneous charges on the check, $60 for the creamer and $130.
Good for them.
Yeah. And he just placed the thing on the table.
Yeah.
Mysteriously, the items reappeared. The waiter took the check back,
wow.
brought the right check back.
Wow.
Nobody ever said a word.
That's wow. awesome.
So that's the kind of stuff that happens. And another guy did it and put miscellaneous $200. The couple paid it and just walked away.
Hmm. While we're talking about restaurants, Rach, can we read that?
Yeah, hold on.
Give us a couple minutes here. So our mutual friend Jeff Dill was in the other day from Capital Grille and said for Mother's Day, of course, they'll do a giant brunch, that he wanted to give away a brunch to a mother and 4 people and a $600 spa day. And so he gave his private email, and we had like 150 people say that they would like to nominate someone. And so he's picked someone out, and we'd like to read her submission here if we can.
Yes, I'm writing to nominate my daughter Leslie for your Mother's Day contest because her children are too little to write you themselves. Leslie is a 25-year-old widow with 2 children, 6 and 4. She married her high school sweetheart right out of high school because he was in the Army, and she wanted to join him at Fort Bliss in El Paso where he was stationed. Leslie has a genetic medical condition that meant she fights chronic pain and other issues, and she's been in and out of hospitals for the past 10 years. In February 2017, she had a brain tumor removed, and 4 months later, her husband died suddenly, leaving her with a 4 and a 2-year-old. At the time, she was a 911 dispatcher, but knew she needed to go back to school in order to support her children on her own. Right now, she's halfway through an accelerated bachelor's of nursing program. Because of her accelerated program and only one child in school, she's not working and just surviving as best as she can. She's led her children through the terrible grieving process better than most people twice her age would have, and she just keeps going no matter what the obstacle. If anyone deserves a break on Mother's Day, it's her.
So sweet.
Really nice.
So Jeff was so moved by so many of these that
how many did he get?
Well, he got like 150 submissions.
Oh my gosh.
Leslie's going to get it this Sunday, and then the next 5 weeks he's going to give away 5 more.
Wow, that's awesome. Really nice.
That's nice.
Yeah. Jeff's a good dude.
So go to Capital Grill. It's a great place and great people.
Just don't steal the steak knife.
Well, a lot of times he'll give you a set. You ever have him do that?
No, I'm not Dave Glover.
Okay. One of the coolest things ever, I went to the steakhouse at River City.
Yeah.
And
1904.
And we did a chef's table. And they served us these giant steaks on these giant, thick wooden pallets with personalized hatchets.
Whoa. Oh,
they had our names on them, and that's what we used to cut the steak.
That's pretty awesome.
Pretty cool, huh?
You still have the hatchet, I bet.
Oh, yeah.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back, guys. DGS, happy Friday, 4:30 on the dot. George Mahey hanging out again with us again for another segment because Tony, who I was slandering earlier, did do the Whoppers. So in front of me, I have two bowls of Whopper.
Mm-hmm.
One, I'm assuming, is a regular Whopper. The other is the Impossible Whopper. And we're going to taste them and see if we can tell the difference, what we think of them. Dave Murray joins us. He's Whopper-less. Hello, Dave.
Hello there. Hello there.
Have you had these yet?
I have not.
Are you a Whopper guy?
That's a no.
No.
I'm a double cheeseburger guy when it comes to Burger King. I love double cheeseburger.
I just like a plain old hamburger.
I like the double cheeseburger.
Stuff the bun, just squeeze it all together and stuff it in your
He's hitting on Wiggins.
So yeah. Everything he says.
So yeah. You each have a bowl in front of you with a
hot
quarter.
Here, Dave.
Each bowl has a quarter of a sandwich in it. Well, okay. Used to. Wiggins has already eaten his.
Oh, sorry.
Gone.
He has no rules. It's gone. Zero.
On
nothing.
The bottom of the bowl, underneath the sandwiches, you'll see either an A or a B.
Okay.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And you'll have to tell me which one you think the A and the B
under
are.
Under the sandwiches.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's in the bowl. Yep. So knock yourselves out.
Here we go.
So we have Dave do the forecast while you guys are eating?
Yeah.
All right, Dave, take it away.
I want to listen to him eat.
I just groan.
We're fine tonight. Partly cloudy skies. It's chilly. We're in the 40s. Tomorrow is just going to end up to be a nasty day. Southern storm system gets just close enough. Core rain is going to be St. Louis south, southeast, but it is rain, especially during the afternoon, and it could rain all afternoon. The high temperature, 58 degrees,
wow.
Almost 20 degrees below average. We should be in the mid-70s this time of year. Showers end early Saturday evening, then the rest of the time is dry. Sunday, kind of a mix of clouds and sunshine. I can't rule out a couple of spotty showers Sunday afternoon, but I think there's going to be a lot of dry time in 60 to 65. Sunny and a little bit warmer Monday and Tuesday of next week.
Officially the BlackBerry winner?
Oh, no question about it.
No question about it.
Isn't it amazing how much colder 50 degrees is now
mm-hmm. yes.
than it was like two months ago?
Yes.
Okay, so
and tomorrow it's going to feel even worse because there's going to be a rain involved too.
Great.
Yep.
So should we go around the room and vote?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think I know.
Yeah, me too.
Okay.
Me too.
All right, so Dave, what's your pick?
I believe that B is the Whopper and A is the Impossible. If not, I'm converted. I preferred B, although A is not bad.
Okay. I agree with Dave exactly.
Okay. Ryan?
Yeah, B is the Impossible Whopper, and it was pretty good.
Sue?
I think B is real and A is fake.
Ryan's different than the other ones.
Yeah, Ryan.
I'm agreeing with everybody. Maybe I just said the...
Oh, okay. You said B was the Impossible Whopper or the real Whopper?
They're set down in front of me backwards. So A is the A is the Impossible.
Okay. So far, we're unanimous.
Okay.
I thought that B was the Impossible.
Hmm. Oh.
It was actually hard for me to tell because of all the accoutrements like on top.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But then when I just tried the patty, I think B is the Impossible.
You think
B is the fake?
You think A is the real burger, B is the...
Yes.
Is the,
can I have your leftover B then?
I'm going to eat it. No, I'm still eating it. So which is which, Tony?
Everybody but Rachel is right.
Thank you very much.
Good for Rachel. I'd rather be Rachel. I mean, if I'm fooled by it, yeah.
So
yeah, it's good,
so B is the real Whopper?
It's very close.
We were all right.
B is the real Whopper.
Yeah.
I'll tell you this. Had you just given me the Impossible and said I got a bunch of Whoppers, I would not
no
have.
No way. Ain't no way.
I would not have said, like, there's something wrong with this Whopper.
Most people can't tell the difference.
Yeah, especially with the
And
all
we
the
were
stuff
really trying to
By
do
the
it,
way,
so we
if
maybe
anyone
could.
Knows, we're just discussing this with George the Food Guy, and he wasn't sure. If you're on Twitter, or if you know and you can call in, is the Impossible Burger a plant-based, great vegetarian patty, or is this like the lab-grown meat that I've seen? Because I've had a couple vegetarian patties, and I just never mentioned it. I mean, I never finished them. That's good. That's really good.
I hope it's lab-grown, because I prefer GMOs.
Extra GMOs for you.
Yes, and extra gluten.
You don't hear there's quinoa in here, or there's this or that. You don't hear much, except
you don't hear
it's
much.
Just coming out of the lab.
Although I wish I had gotten in and invested in it.
According to Burger King, the Impossible Whopper is just like the classic Whopper, but made with an impossible patty. What's in the patty? Mostly soy protein, potato protein, coconut oil, sunflower oil, and H-E-M-E? Hemi?
Hmm.
That's what gives it that blood. So, that's why it bleeds.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What is
so
that?
I wonder
they created
if it's,
in the lab.
Blood. I wonder if it's healthier or if it's just for, if you don't want cattle being slaughtered.
I don't know.
Yeah, there are a lot fewer calories in the Impossible. But if you goober it up with all the accoutrement, then it gets to be a little
different.
I was listening
to, I don't remember what show I heard it on, but it was I think the CEO of the Impossible Burger, who sounded like a dumbass. Like, I sound like a, like Spicoli. But he was saying that, I'll get this wrong, but there are, by weight, like 10 times more cattle than all of the other creatures on Earth combined. Like, there's that many, cattle out there waiting to be slaughtered.
Sweet.
Does that make your mouth water?
A little bit, actually.
We need more cattle.
Well, I just ate two quarters of a burger, so that's not... I want some more food.
Well, you got pie there's time more. Coming up.
We got Skittles in the office, Ryan.
Thank you for buying
all
this
food.
I
have some of my A.
Thank you, Tony.
I got a whole bunch. Steve. There's a lot more. So.
Well, your friend Spicoli is a very rich Spicoli because these guys are selling more. Whatever their projections are, it's like 10 times. And, McDonald's hasn't even weighed in yet. But with Burger King, going nationwide with it, the guys that were using Impossible Meat can't get it anymore. The smaller guys have been cut out. So it's a big deal.
I'm impressed.
I am too.
Me too.
What is Hemi? What is that?
Yeah, what's Hemi?
It's like a blood, fake blood product.
It's something that makes it red. So these when you have a thicker one in a restaurant, it actually bleeds. It looks exactly like a...
I have that at home. I use it on salads.
Sure, I understand.
Something to make my truck go faster?
Yeah.
Got a Hemi?
I think if you look at the patties up close, you can tell. But really, there's no way. If somebody handed that to you, you could tell.
Mm. Now, I liked the Impossible Burger, but I'm looking at Tony's double cheeseburger here.
They're so much better.
So
I love
so
Burger King double cheeseburgers.
I do, too. That's
and
the best
gotta
thing there.
And I got to sit
look
in
at
here
bunless.
Eat them without a bun.
That's that keto life.
He's been kind of bunless for a long time.
Kind of freak show.
How many pounds you down now, Tone?
30, 35, somewhere in that neighborhood.
Wow.
That's great.
Thank you.
Yeah, that is great.
Thank you.
I popped back up a few after my little vegan experiment.
Right.
Yeah, I couldn't, it wasn't, I really did feel good, but just because of what I do, it was really, really hard.
Oh, sure.
People put food in front of you and you have to, I just can't say no. It's just.
How much did you lose at your?
28.
Wow.
And I probably gained maybe 12 back.
What did you enjoy the most on your vegan? What did you really get an affinity for?
That's a good question. Nothing?
No, believe it or not, I was getting into tofu, and I never thought that those words would ever come out of my mouth.
Me neither, but really good tofu.
And I put it on the smoker, Dave, and smoked tofu. Dave's making faces, but it's true.
I'm open to it.
Yeah. And didn't you say that it gave you tons of energy?
Of energy within the first week. That's the first thing I noticed before any weight fell off. Hmm. Within 7 days, it was like somebody was spiking my... it was like I was caffeine charged. I would fly out of bed in the morning.
Yeah.
It's just, was amazing.
That's
when
you
cool.
That
went
part of
back
it was
to meat, was it the opposite? Did you feel logy immediately?
Immediately.
Wow. That's really interesting.
And I'm logy right now.
Yeah.
It's however, it's like I like meat that much that I'll take the logy.
Yeah. Oh, interesting.
Okay. I get that. I'm with you, George.
So
we need to get a vampire to come in here for Paranormal Wednesday and do a taste test between real blood and Hemi.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah.
I'm sure Taliban knows a couple. So coming up, we're going to have a pie eating contest, right?
Nice.
Little cherry fruit pies.
Man, this is a super Friday.
It is, right? We're just blowing
out
it all
out of nowhere.
Out.
Yeah.
Are you doing fruit pies from two different places, too?
No.
Are they Impossible fruit pies?
We have four fruit pies. This will take 60 seconds, but we have four fruit pies. Andrew's going to eat both of them. Wiggins can only eat one, so we're going to find another person and it'll do like a relay race. So when Wiggins finishes, the other person will take it up and see if Taliban can beat two humans.
He's going to easily beat whoever we're facing.
No.
No, he's delicate.
He's fragile.
Yes.
It makes sense now why he's not in here eating the Burger King.
Yep.
Because he's saving himself.
Oh, yeah, that was a good idea.
Oh, he's struggling out there. He wants it so bad.
Yeah. I know. It's here for him.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage
to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Welcome back, guys. DGS. Man, we're all full of whoppers, impossible and otherwise here. Whoo! I did not plan on that, but that, I love me a whopper.
Yep.
I'm a Burger King dude.
That went better for the Impossible Whopper than I thought it was going to.
Yeah, I mean,
like, I'm glad it wasn't a shutout, you know.
Well, I'm just, but even you everybody seemed to really like it. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no one hated it.
Wiggins just ate more. He was,
I preferred it.
Yeah, he said, you got more of the Impossible Whoppers over there?
He loves fake blood. Frank Cusimano.
Twitter says it's pronounced heme, not heme.
We're a bunch of Philistines.
Shut up, Twitter.
Right.
Hello, Frank Cusimano.
Glad to hear you guys are apostles of fitness.
Yes, mm-hmm. Absolutely. You know us.
We're just taking after you, Frank.
Frank, do you have a bad cold? You sound weird.
Yeah, I am a little bit under the weather, but I'm okay.
Are you drunk?
No.
Okay, fine.
Not today.
So, I mean,
go get drunk?
Come on. When's the last time we made it to this round, the Blues?
Well, it was 2016, and actually it was in the same place in San Jose, and I can just remember being in that place, and it's one of the loudest and nastiest fan bases that possibly could be. A lot of these guys are Raider fans. I'm not sure if any of them are employed. It's just really brutal. One time, it was a while back, they were singing the national anthem, and right during a split-second quiet moment of the national anthem, somebody yells at the top of their lungs, "Pronger sucks." And then they all cheered right during the national anthem. I mean, yeah. It's just crazy.
Frank, I know there's no bad teams left. There's no easy teams to play left, but would you have rather played Colorado or are you glad we're playing San Jose?
Heck yeah. Much rather would have played Colorado.
Yeah.
This San Jose team, they are loaded with savvy veterans. And they built this team to win this year. You know, we think we've been waiting a long time in St. Louis, and we have 52 years. But in a strange way, San Jose has been even more snake-bitten. They've been to more conference finals. They've been ever so close more than the Blues. And they had this guy, Joe Thornton, who's 39 years old. It's kind of a John Elway type of situation where everybody knows it's his last year. He's a Hall of Famer, and it's win one for Joe. So this is just going to be a hostile atmosphere, an unbelievably competitive series.
Yeah, my son Nick, who's hockey obsessed, was saying the same thing, that he is a huge Thornton fan and rooting for him. Obviously now he's rooting against him with the Blues. He also says that, like, the Boston Bruins, like, anyone can win, but the Bruins are just like a cut above.
Yeah, they may be the most talented group in the foursome. But yeah, that's a good thought. Let me throw this at you, too. There's a guy that we're all going to see over the next 6 or 7 games who we'll become real familiar with. His name is Brent Burns. And he has the most grotesque beard you will ever see. And he's a defenseman. He's 6'5", 230. But unlike any other defenseman you will ever see, he leads the team in points. He had 83 points in 82 games. He's one of these, like, I'm not saying Bobby Orr-esque, but he's that offensively oriented. I mean, he'll just go end-to-end. He hits this massive shot. For the Blues to win, they got to make sure that Brent Burns doesn't go off.
How are they physically after 2 7-game series? Is there anybody that is, like, noticeably hurt or any injuries that we know about that could affect this series?
Well, you know, their biggest injury was to their captain, Joe Pavelski, but he came back in game seven and gave them this, you know, incredible boost, and the place went berserk, and he scored a goal and had an assist. So they're in good shape health-wise.
Yeah, no, I'm talking about the Blues. After 2 7-game series that the Blues have been through, how are we physically? Is everybody, I mean, are you sort of just running on adrenaline now and nothing hurts, or is there anything to worry about?
Well, I think they're 100%. There's some type of, there's talk out there that Ryan O'Reilly is not 100% because he was their MVP during the regular season, and he's been relatively quiet in the postseason. People think maybe he's either fatigued or a little bit injured, but I talked to him yesterday. I think they're 100%.
Switch over to the Cardinals. They had been on a bad streak there for a while, but the bats really woke up yesterday. 17 runs. Is that just what the doctor ordered?
Yeah, Pittsburgh's pitching staff is exactly what these Cardinal hitters need. This weekend they scored 17 runs in the previous 5 games, and then just go berserk last night. It's a good offense, and Paul Goldschmidt is going to hit, and so is Matt Carpenter and Colton Wong, the 3 guys that were slumping. Combined, they had 7 hits last night. Mm. So I wouldn't be too concerned about the offense. The starting pitching is the issue right now for the Cardinals.
So this 4-game series is like probably literally exactly what the doctor ordered to kind of get things back on track.
Absolutely. They got to win 3 of the 4 against the Pirate team. That's not great.
Anything else happening?
No, I just can't wait. Tomorrow we got a pregame show at 6:30 before the game, and a postgame show right afterwards. This is, almost as excited as I think it's the most excited I've ever been about a Blues hockey team.
That's great. Do you think this is as good as our chances have been?
Yeah, I think so. Because here's the one thing. I talk about how great San Jose is. We still have a better goaltender. We have the ace in the hole, the guy who is so unflappable in Jordan Binnington. He gives us all hope. We've never had this before. Our goaltending thing has been the reason we are Stanley Cupless for 52 years. If it wasn't, Grant Fuhr getting hurt, it was, Roman Turk blowing up. We got a shot, and it's because of the guy between the pipes.
Awesome. I love it.
Yep.
Can't wait. All right, buddy. Appreciate it. Thank you, Frank.
Okay, guys. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm excited, too.
You are
be a lot of fun.
Are you even a sports guy? Really, we don't talk about sports much with you.
Yeah, I played a ton of sports. When I was a kid, I was a nerd. I knew everyone on every team. It's become less so as an adult. I think a lot of guys don't play sports and aren't into it, and then when they get older, they become obsessed. I'm kind of the opposite.
Yep.
And I'm an open, admitted bandwagon jumper. Like I like all the local teams. I especially like the Blues, but then my son became obsessed with hockey about 5 or 6 years ago, and I took him to a bunch of games, so I got more into it, met a bunch of guys in the organization, so yeah, I'm really excited.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what was cool is you, on the Weekend Report, and me sort of interviewed Tom Stillman.
Uh-huh.
Remember that? About halfway through, the Blues were just turning around where they had a shot.
Yep.
And he's the president of the Blues, and he was like, yeah, I think we have a chance, but I don't want to put too many. I don't want to get everybody's hopes up.
Right.
It's so funny how the season has turned around.
Oh, what a story! I mean, remember we were literally a joke.
Yeah. Oh, a joke early on, and longer than just early on. For a good chunk of the season, they were terrible.
Yeah.
And then we interviewed Tom Stillman on the Weekend Report, and it all turned around.
Coming up at 5:08, Comedy's going to join us to play Halfwits, and we're going to have a pie eating contest.
All right.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.